Well, Baldwin Street's battle to be recognised as the world's steepest street, it is not over yet. Last month, Guinness World Records stripped it of its title and awarded it to the Welsh street Ford Penluck. But Dunedin surveyor Toby Stoff says the way Guinness measured the streets wasn't up to professional standards, and he's begun what he hopes is a new record-restoring survey. He joins us now. Good morning, Toby.
Corin, how are you, mate?
Very well. So what's the crux of your case here that you're going to put up?
The crux is just that the measurement of the Welsh Street was taken on the inside of a horizontal curve and not on the centre line, where all the design manuals and all the highway manuals say that, you know, where gradients should be shown on long sections and these sorts of things. So it's not a survey issue. It's just like a technical, it's a technical issue.
All right. So if you were to take it from, well, we don't know. Do you know if they've taken any, what would it be if you were able to redo it? Do you know, do you have a sense?
I can take a punt, because we did like a bit of a test case in Dunedin. They had 37.45 on the centre line of this curve. We did one round Lancefield Street. I think we had 33%. But we dropped down to 19% as you went from the outside to the inside. So, I mean, listen, here's the deal. If you're designing a road, and you're doing a road long section and you're showing road gradients, it's done on the centre line. Like the centre line is your fundamental component for your design. So that's what you hinge all your templates off, and that's what you use to create the shape of the road. You know, the design standards that we use, we use Austroads road design guidelines.
Well, surely the Guinness World, they must have a standard. They do,
and they've got their parameters, which is okay. Minimum length of 10 meters, which is totally fine. I can see where they're at. They don't want it just like a pothole qualifying you for the steepest street. So you've got to qualify the minimum length. But I'm saying, well, you need to do it on the centre line. You can't just shift from, like, let's say they curve from left to right, then right to left. They'd be jumping to the left, then jumping to the right, then jumping to the left. If you're doing a road long section, you prepare it. You show the centre line finish level, and that's what you use to show your road gradients.
Do you think the Welsh have pulled a bit of a swifty here?
They have pulled out the charm by it. They've pulled out a real awesome charm offensive. And look, to be honest with you, I like the guys. You know what I mean? They look awesome. And I've been messaging the Sarah Branham? We had good bands the other night. She responded to me. We had a good, and she said, yeah, come on over, have a measure. I said, mate, I'm not measuring anything. If I'm coming to Wales, I'll come and check out your castles and yarn with the locals, you know what I mean? They sound like an awesome bunch. So the issue is, you know, I think they've turned on the charm offensive. They've lobbied really well. And let's be honest with you, I mean, Guinness isn't doing this for the good of their health, are they? You know what I mean? You can't say they're totally...
Well, that opens up an opportunity for you, though, doesn't it? Because then why wouldn't they be open to hearing your case? So you need to do a counter-charm offensive.
Funny you should mention that, Corin, because I got a response after 2 weeks yesterday, and I think you might just squeak in front of Damien Newell. We recorded a thing yesterday, but here's their reply. I sent them like a pretty detailed sort of a thing. I said, boys, you got it wrong. Here's all the design guys say you should do it. Dear Toby, thank you for your inquiry. Your points are very much appreciated. Further details, blah, blah, blah. Here's a link to the press request. Oh, you go jump in the lake, mate. And so the issue we got here is, you know, we've got a battle of maybe charm and public sentiment versus technical.
You need a little social media campaign. You need something that can fire things up, surely.
I'm not the guy for that, mate. I'm a technical guy. I'm a computer nerd. I just sit in front of a computer screen and design roads all day. That's what I do. That's where my strengths are. But
the thing is, my recollection from the interviews we did on this was that it wasn't Guinness's surveyors, was it?
It wasn't Guinness.
The Welsh got their own surveyor, and then it was verified.
It was verified by someone from the local council. Well, that doesn't exactly sound.
Sounds like a super overrule to me.
What's that?
Sounds like a super overrule to me.
Oh God, yeah. Oh, don't. Well, that was the thing, eh? Like, if it had happened 2 weeks later, I might not have been quite so bent out of shape. But the day after we lost the Cricket World Cup, oh my God, yeah. I did a full John McEnroe. It was quite funny, but
which is interesting, isn't it? Because it does, you know, for those perhaps in other parts of the country, it suggests that this actually did hurt for Dunedin, and it does matter.
Yeah, well, this is the deal. Like, we've got so much, like, like the media's been real interested in it, and you know, we're getting a lot of real positive feedback. You know, good job, mate. You know what I mean? And I didn't approach anyone. You know what I mean? It was just my mate Tim Brown. I just happened to mention it to him. He says, "Oh, Tim, I think they've made a cock up here. We need to bloody. I might write a sternly worded letter to the editor." And I thought that's about as far as it'll go. Then Tim goes, "Oh, hang on a sec, bro. I'll just make a few inquiries." Gunnar says, "No, you're right. They measured on the inside." So Tim did a wee article. Then before you know it, Jim Morgan, "Oh, can I do a thing?" "Yeah, yes." Yeah, and then TVNZ, blah, 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 blah. And then before you know it, I think people are genuinely interested in this, eh? Because the deal is, okay, I think what we've got here is a very charming, you know, Welsh town. They've got they've bought their A game. They've bought the charm offensive. They've lobbied really well. They're really nice people, and I really like them. I think they're really cool. But now I'm saying, but what about Dunedin? We did nothing wrong. You took our record away unfairly.
Toby, you'll just have to get your charm offensive out. Toby Stoff there, thank you very much. Good luck with your efforts there to try and wrestle back the title of World's Steepest Street.